This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Oklahoma teachers, woke test. There was a news item that was a bit of good news for school children and teachers in Oklahoma. The elected superintendent of public instruction, Ryan Walters, is resigning his office to take a job running a nonprofit whose aim is to fight teachers' unions around the country. Many have followed his exploits in the state, attracting controversy from the right and the left. He sought to force Bible teaching in public schools. There was also a case that made it to the U.S. Supreme Court about providing funding for a religious charter school, which even they wouldn't allow. Some may remember that it wasn't so many years ago that the teachers in Oklahoma, joining brothers and sisters in other surprising states of West Virginia and Arizona, struck to force the conservative Republican legislature to give them a raise. So any of us can just imagine how well many teachers got along with the superintendent. Another mess Walter stirred up in the short 2 years of his term was requiring a so-called woke test to be passed by any teachers from New York or California seeking to transfer their licenses and instruct teachers in Oklahoma. Of course, the test is discriminatory on its face, but that's not my point today. Prager University, the equally controversial super-conservative school that has become one of the favorites of the American far right, was so proud of the right of writing this test for Oklahoma that they bought a full-page ad in the New York Times with all the questions, including a QR code, so you could take it at home. They claimed that they thought, or at least hoped, that all of the readers would feel the same way. Let's look at this litmus test for teachers in Oklahoma so we can all get a sense of how Walters and Prager want to impact the curriculum. Four of the first five questions poke at the cultural war issues around gender, as does question number 7, which wants a teacher to know how the Supreme Court ruled in the 2025 case Mahmoud versus Taylor. Let's be honest, that's a trick question if any of us are supposed to believe that decision was a mark of our time rather than being a modern Dred Scott. Given the slant so far, a guess that this has to do with LGBTQ instruction is likely to get you by, though, if you've picked up the drift of the values being pushed. 11 questions, thank goodness, are about basic civics, so those are simple, although beyond me why they are woke. They include, how many are in the Senate, and what's the U.S.? Highest court. 7 are pretty simple questions about the founding of the United States, like who were the first 3 presidents and who is called the father of the country. Then there are 2 about the Civil War, 1 about Martin Luther King Jr., and 1 about the Great Depression, all of which are gimmies. The final 5 somewhere between civics and symbols. Why originally 13 stars, a phrase from the Pledge of Allegiance, name of the national anthem, the name of the holiday for veterans, and from whom does the U.S. government derive power? There are 2 questions about religion, which are interesting because In God We Trust would be the wrong answer for someone trying to game the test, as would anyone who thought that freedom of religion in America is designed to make Christianity the national religion, which some of the right are now pushing aggressively. Of course, there was the predictably mandatory question about the Second Amendment and guns. What was the point of this test by Prager for Oklahoma migrant teachers from blue states? It was hard not to get 100% of the tests. So if I were looking for a job and this test qualified me, I could now teach in Oklahoma. Out of 34 questions, New Yorkers and Californians would have to miss more than 10 questions to get a failing grade, and to tell the truth, that would be hard to do. Not sure how this is supposed to root out woke. The point is clearly not values or history or physics, because most of the softball tosses right over the plate. The point was signaling conservative interest in the culture war about differences in gender, about slavery, about guns, about religion, while insidiously trying to claim the ground on popular control, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and more, as if they are unique to states like Oklahoma and places like Prager. Though it is easy to see that conservatives of this ilk would like to control the curriculum, luckily, schools in the United States are controlled locally, not by the state. Not surprisingly, Prager and Walters didn't include that question and answer on the test. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.